Imagine a man who can disappear in plain sight, who possesses lethal skills honed since childhood, yet uses them only to help those who have nowhere else to turn. This is Evan Smoke, codenamed Orphan X, a modern knight-errant operating in the shadows of our world. Taken from East Baltimore at age 12, Evan was molded into the perfect weapon through a classified government initiative called the Orphan Program. Unlike other operatives, Evan retained his humanity thanks to his handler, Jack Johns, who taught him that the hardest part wasn't becoming lethal, it was staying human. Now, years after breaking from his government handlers, Evan operates as the Nowhere Man, offering his deadly skills to those in desperate need. When people call his special number, 1-855-2-NOWHERE, they reach a man who will stop at nothing to protect them. But as Evan's past catches up with him, he discovers that the hunter has become the hunted, and the skills that kept him alive may not be enough to save him this time. 12-year-old Evan sits in a black sedan, face bruised and bleeding, as Jack Johns drives him from East Baltimore. When Evan asks if he'll get hurt where they're going, Jack answers honestly, "Sometimes." Their relationship forms on painful truths and unexpected compassion. Under Jack's guidance, Evan trains to become the perfect assassin, mastering movement under fire, pain tolerance, surveillance, and psychological manipulation. His marksmanship evolves from paper targets to mannequins with ketchup-filled lettuce skulls simulating kills. What distinguishes Evan from other orphans is Jack's insistence on preserving his humanity. Jack shares the Cherokee legend of two wolves battling inside each person, one dark, one light. Their challenge is to feed both, balancing warrior and protector. Jack instills 10 commandments to preserve both Evan's life and soul. Never make it personal. Play offense, not defense, and crucially, never let an innocent die. Through these principles, Jack creates not just a weapon, but a protector. Years later, Evan lives in Castle Heights, a luxury high-rise in Los Angeles. Behind an ordinary door lies a meticulously fortified penthouse, with a steel core door disguised by wood laminate, bullet-resistant windows, and retractable titanium sunscreens that can transform the apartment into an impenetrable box within seconds. The interior combines minimalism with tactical functionality. Polished concrete floors eliminate sound, while commercial-grade appliances ensure sustainability. Hidden behind his shower lies The Vault, a 400-square-foot armory and tech center. When his specialized Roam Zone phone rings, Evan answers, "Do you need my help?" This time, it's Morena Aguilar, a frightened Salvadoran teenager protecting her 11-year-old sister Carmen from a corrupt LAPD detective sexually exploiting her. When Morena tearfully admits she doesn't want her sister to be all broken like me, Evan responds with quiet determination, "You don't have to worry about that anymore." Each mission offers justice for victims and redemption for Evan, balancing his violent past with protective acts while empowering clients to rebuild their lives. Living in self-imposed isolation, Evan unexpectedly meets his neighbors, Mia Hall, a district attorney, and her inquisitive 8-year-old son, Peter. Their first encounter occurs when Peter notices Evan's specialized equipment in the elevator, an interaction Evan finds surprisingly challenging. During a meal at their apartment, Peter openly shares his adoption story. When asked about family, Evan simply states he has none, a truth heavier than his neighbors realize. These social interactions disrupt Evan's carefully structured life. When Peter accidentally damages an antique in Evan's apartment, Evan shows unexpected patience. Later, while watching Peter during an emergency, he shares wisdom about resilience regarding school challenges. Their friendship deepens during an evening where Evan and Mia connect while listening to Hymn to Freedom. They discuss happiness, leading to a brief romantic moment that Mia gently ends. For Evan, these relationships offer both opportunity and risk. A child's handprint on his immaculate refrigerator becomes symbolic, disturbing his order, yet representing something he's reluctant to erase. When Mia's work brings security threats, Evan chooses to protect them despite risking exposure of his true identity. Evan's carefully constructed world unravels when Katrin White approaches him about her father's $2.1 million gambling debt. Their meeting is interrupted by sniper fire, forcing Evan to eliminate an attacker and flee with her. This marks a pivotal shift. Evan is now being hunted. The attack's precision suggests government involvement, and Evan discovers his pursuer is Danny Slatcher, codenamed Orphan Zero or Orphan O, another graduate from his same covert program. When Evan confronts Slatcher by phone, the question, "Which orphan are you?" reveals how he's being tracked so effectively. Someone has hired one of Evan's own kind, someone who understands his methods completely. Evan learns Katrin is actually Danica White, manipulated by Slatcher's team who threatened her daughter to ensure compliance. They crafted her story specifically to exploit Evan's guilt about Jack. The game escalates when Danica betrays Evan, stabbing him with his own knife. The hunt culminates with Slatcher plummeting 7 stories to his death after Evan's katana severs his fingers as he hangs from the edge. Throughout the novel, Evan is haunted by his relationship with Jack Johns. Flashbacks show how Jack's unorthodox parenting shaped Evan into both a lethal operative and a morally conscious individual, forcing young Evan to develop his own ethical framework. After eliminating Slatcher, Evan uncovers a high-level government conspiracy. Charles Van Siver, another orphan program graduate, emerges as the orchestrator of the hunt. Van Siver reveals that Jack fabricated Evan's final assignment as a warning to force him off the grid and was executed for this betrayal. Van Siver explains that the orphan program continues under his command with a new directive, systematically eliminating former operatives who now pose risks. With drone technology making human assassins obsolete, Van Siver embraces this reality with cold pragmatism, declaring his intention to be the last orphan standing. In a world that tried to turn him into a weapon, Evan Smoke chose to use his lethal skills for protection. This choice defines him more than his training ever could. Jack's 10 commandments serve as both tactical guidelines and ethical principles, keeping him grounded in his humanity. When these rules conflict, Evan must decide which to honor, the efficient killer or the compassionate protector. Each Nowhere Man mission represents another choice to risk his security for strangers. Helping Morena, leaving Peter's handprint on his refrigerator, protecting Mia, these reveal a man fighting to remain human despite his training. The novel concludes with Evan studying a list of former orphans while preserving Peter's handprint. This departure from his training to leave no traces represents his decision to maintain human connections despite danger. We all face versions of Evan's struggle, balancing security with connection, self-protection with vulnerability. His journey reminds us that our choices, not circumstances, define us. Even those trained to be weapons can choose to protect rather than harm, to connect rather than isolate, to remain human.